Gender identity has become a 21st century cause and, well, confusion. We've seen adults, some even famous, declare that who they are perceived to be is not, well, who they are. While you can agree or disagree with that, they mostly seem to be adults who can make that decision for themselves. But what about a child? Can a young boy declare that he's actually a young girl? What should parents do when that happens? Well, you don't need to take what I just said as a what if, because this is something that's actually happening right now in Texas. Joining us to take a look at this story is the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, also author of the books The Devil in D.C. and Police State USA, Cheryl Chumley. How are you today, Cheryl?
Hey, Chris. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
CherylChumley.com, WashingtonTimes.com. You can read Cheryl's work and the other great journalists at the Times through those means. And yes, we have them, those links over at our website. So give us some background. Who is James Younger?
Right. Well, James Younger is a 7-year-old boy in Texas whose parents have divorced and have since gone to court for custody issues. And this young boy, sad to say, his mother thinks he is actually a girl, and his father wants him to remain a boy. So that's been kind of at the heart of the debate in court in the custody battle.
And if I understand the story right, mom came to this conclusion because James apparently is infatuated with the Disney movie Frozen and is, if he could be one, a fan of one of the female characters in the movie. That's her sole basis for coming to her, for lack of a better word, conclusion.
Yeah, and what's egregious about this is the mother is a pediatrician.
Yeah.
She's trained in child development issues. But the basic thing is, if you look at the story, which honestly, your listeners should go deeper with this because it reveals a troubling trend in America. But if you look at the story, the mother has been telling her son that he is actually a girl since the age of 3. At least that's according to the father. And if you look at some of the videos that have surfaced online of interviews with this boy, he comes out and says that he believes he's a girl because his mother tells him he is. He believes he's a girl because his mother tells him that monsters only eat little boys and so forth. The mother has dressed this little boy as a girl in dresses and sent him off to school. And she's been able to get the advice of 3 authorities in school and in the medical community to say that this boy should now be called Luna and allowed to chemically transition into a girl. And the father all along insists that this is simply the mother's prodding, that she's mentally unfit, and that his boy is actually a boy as born.
And apparently, too, when James is with his father, when James is with Jeffrey, his father, James is very eager to dress like a boy.
Yeah, which is even more troubling because it just shows that this mother is not being completely forthright and honest when she comes to court and claims that her son has come to the conclusion that he is a girl entirely on his own, which defies logic in the first place. I mean, what 7-year-old even understands the concept of sex, never mind determining at that young age which gender, which sex he or she actually is. It's baffling, but it's damaging to America's youth. I see this as just outright child abuse.
Which it's confusing, too, because I've heard and I've talked about stories where child services will come to someone's home if you take your kid to the ER twice in 1 year because of some sort of injury, legitimate injury, skateboarding, falling off a bike. Yet it takes the governor of the state of Texas to stand up and say, wait a minute, we need to look into this here.
Yes, and the good news is that the court put a stop to the mother having complete say and sway over her son's biological sex and so forth. The other issue that should be considered, though, is that we in America have heard for years now from the transgender community that there is no such thing as girlish behavior versus boyish behavior, that girls, for instance, choose Barbie dolls simply because society and their parents push them into that. And now we have a case where a boy is, according to the transgender community, acting like a girl. So you can't have it both ways. Either you know, children are born with inherent traits that make them behave a certain way and identify more in boyish fashion as opposed to girlish fashion, or it's simply a societal pressure. So this is an example of the transgender community trying to have it both ways.
And personally speaking, I once knew a woman named Luna who could have kicked any guy's butt, by the way. But
exactly.
But that's a whole other story. We're talking with Cheryl Chumley, who is the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, also author of the books The Devil in D.C., Police State USA, WashingtonTimes.com, CherylChumley.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Speaking of name, Mom chose the name Luna because the kid wanted his, I guess, girl name to be in the name of whatever that character is from Frozen that he has this infatuation with, and Mom said no. So if I'm understanding that part of the story right, the kid can decide if he's a she and be chemically castrated, but he can't pick his own name.
Yeah, and think of what we're doing here in America. We're actually allowing that a seven-year-old boy can make this decision, or a parent has the right to make this decision for a child. And we're allowing things like chemical castration to be brought upon our children. This is horrific. This is the stuff of, horror movies, of science fiction, and yet this is the reality in American society today.
I just want to say this just as a point. Personally, I'm not against the concept because remember the story of Chastity Chaz Bono, who I thought handled it with class and actually made it educational, gave great insights. Of course, then you have Bruce Jenner, who turned the whole thing into a circus after thinking he was fooling everyone all those years. But if an adult comes to this conclusion and decision, you know, keep it to yourself and do your thing. That's, you know, that's all well and good. But to subject a child to this, I think that's where a lot more people should have a bigger problem with it than we're seeing so far.
Yeah, because, you know, children naturally just gravitate toward all types of role-playing when they're young. That's what they do, their imaginations. They play with dolls one day. They play with baseballs and fire engines the next day. That goes for girls and boys. And it's as you progress through life, as you go through your teenage years, where your identity actually solidifies. And we should not be in the position in society of accepting the idea that a child beneath the age of 18 who legally can't even buy tobacco products or alcohol can make the decision on something life-altering like a sex or gender identity.
This was one of the arguments that the fathers make you too. There's actually a term for this. It's called gender dysphoria. And in the DSM-V, that's the current manual used by the American Psychiatric Association, in addition to displaying characteristics related to gender expression, clothes, pronouns, stuff like that, person has to, quote, display distress. And that goes back to witnesses who were testifying in the case, including those who diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, said he has not displayed any such distress.
Yes, I would say that gender dysphoria is actually very rare. And I think what's happening in this society is that the transgender community, the LGBTQ community, has ratcheted up their presence and influence to such a level that gender dysphoria is being affixed to things that are just as simple as, I like the movie Frozen as a boy, so that must mean I'm a girl. We're doing to little boys and girls now what we used to do to them with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, where just normal behaviors of a growing child are suddenly, in the eyes of the psychiatric community, something that needs to be addressed and dealt with. Gender dysphoria should be just regarded in the few and far instances and treated appropriately and not just immediately affixed to young children in American society. It just isn't true.
This is obvious, one of those way out left field examples of the situation, but you have a lot more commonplace occurrences too. There was a school district in, I believe, central Pennsylvania who has come up with the idea of neutral locker rooms, which will have separate showers, but everyone will have lockers in a communal area.
Yeah, this is becoming very common around America now. The transgender community has pushed into the public school systems to the point where locker rooms and bathrooms set aside for the two specific sexes are no longer. Now they have to be open. Girls' rooms have to be open to boys. My own local public school system just adopted a policy to make sure that boys who want to identify as girls have the right to go into girls' locker rooms and so forth. And this is something, it's not going to end until people speak up and put a stop to the insanity.
Speaking of not ending, is there any doubt that mom in this case is not going to take the judge's ruling quietly, and either her or advocates for her cause are going to take this to the next level?
I'm sure she's going to fight it out, and I actually predict in the coming years these are going to be cases that we see with far more frequency in our courts, and I wouldn't be surprised if one day it even reaches to the level of the U.S. Supreme Court.
She's the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, also author of the books The Devil in D.C. and Police State USA, WashingtonTimes.com, CherylChumley.com. Cheryl Chumley, thanks so much for examining the story with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.